I'll show you politics in America. Here it is, right here. I think the puppet on the right shares my beliefs. I think the puppet on the left is more to my liking. Hey, wait a minute. There's one guy holding up both puppets. Shut up. Go back to bed, America. Your government is in control.
Read my lips.
Just send your cash.
There has never been so many lies, so much deception.
Doesn't anyone notice this? I feel like I'm taking crazy pills.
Please clap.
It's time for the Mike Madison Show, a new breed of conservative talk. Now, here's your host, Mike Madison.
Showtime!
All right, good morning. Welcome to the Mike Madison Show here at 103.9 WYAB. Here weekdays, 9 to 11 o'clock, I am providing a safe space to the independent thinker out there, beholden to no party, no politician. You know, I was watching television last night, Tucker Carlson. I've got a clip, thank you to Greg, who let me know one night I wasn't watching Tucker, and Tucker had a segment on that I'm going to play next hour. I'm going to play a pretty long clip from Tucker Carlson commenting on most of it as he interviewed a Republican Congress critter. Really just what I found to be some pretty amazing stuff. But I was watching some stuff last night, and you know, it's interesting. The difference in this show is a lot of people are... They're scared to say that they're, you know, anti-vaccine. When you see people who have got a problem with the COVID vaccine, they will go out of their way to go, look, I'm totally pro-vaccine. And that's just not me. You know, I'm not totally pro-anything. I'm not pro-police. Police do great things, wonderful, wonderful things. Save lives, solve crimes. But they do some things that they shouldn't be doing as well. They encroach on people's civil liberties. So I'm pro the positive parts of police, and I'm anti the kind of the busybody portion of policing. And people are afraid to say that they're anti-government. This show is very unabashedly, I'm anti-government guy, because there are almost no historical examples of good governments anywhere. And then next hour, as I get into this clip where Tucker Carlson kind of dances around with me a little bit, you know, I'll tell you that I'm anti-war. Most people won't say they're anti-war. I don't understand that. Who is afraid to say I'm anti-war? The warmongers and profiteers have convinced people that makes you seem weak, makes you seem like a hippie. But if you're a Christian, shouldn't you be just by default anti-war? Now, this does not make you a pacifist. Should somebody attack the United States, we're all pro-self-defense. It's the same thing as it is with guns. All of us are anti-murder, but we certainly know if somebody breaks into our house and attempts to attack our family that we will dispatch with them quickly and have no moral qualms about doing it. But I am unabashed in my anti, in my anti things. I don't equivocate on those things. It just kind of struck me as I kind of watched people across different things say, well, I'm pro this or pro that. Well, you know, I call them like I see them, issue by issue. Anti-government, though. I will say, and I've been meaning to ask Stephen Utroska this about Americans for Prosperity when he's on. I like the Natchez Trace. I've thought about it many times. I keep meaning to ask him. It's the one federal government thing, the Natchez Trace, that I enjoy. I'm having a hard time trying to figure out. Now, I would sacrifice the Natchez Trace in a nanosecond if it meant the government got out of every other portion of my life. But I'm always searching for anything that the federal government does that's a positive. And Natchez Trace may be one of the few things. It's really a nice drive. Very zen moments for me in the morning and after the show, taking the Natchez Trace. But anyway, let's get into quotes of the day today. This is Booker T. Washington said, a lie doesn't become the truth, wrong doesn't become right, and evil doesn't become good just because it's accepted by a majority. Seen tons of examples of that, certainly, recently. Aldous Huxley, kind of along the same vein, said, facts do not cease to exist because they are ignored. More about that in a little bit as we start to look at what's taking place. Boy, I told you. It's coming back, people. The hospitals are filling up again. That's what they're telling us across many states in the West. We're going to take a look at that. It was interesting. I've had my guard up, particularly when it comes to these school board meetings where parents are standing down now. Well, most parents have stood down for the last 18 months when it comes to masking. They're standing down now because the vaccines haven't been forced on our children yet. They're just encouraged. But I've been saying you cannot let up pressure on these school boards, particularly when it comes to this masking, because this disease is going to, they are going to make it look like it's making a recurrence. I have other suspicions, which we'll cover in just a little bit, but they're already talking now about surges across the world, including many in the United States where, you guessed it, hospitals are overwhelmed, 95% capacity, so it's coming right back. Here, I really like this. Will tie into my False Flag Friday today, as it always does, because I've made this point several times. A guy named Eric Brakey, he's a senator somewhere. I need to check this guy out. I just noticed that. This came from a tweet from Eric Brakey. He said, COVID, like terrorism, is real. Also, like terrorism, your perception of the danger it poses has been manipulated to generate fear and enable the powerful to expand their control. Terrorism was where the right got hoodwinked, got fear-mongered. Gave up their rights. We see the left right now when it comes to COVID, but the right, as soon as terrorism struck and you believed it was a national security issue, you were ready to roll over. Many conservatives finally waking up to that. It's a beautiful thing to see. And my last thing here is some libertarians put this out, and this is one of the cores of the libertarian state of mind. He says, I'd say that most people agree that it is immoral to initiate force on others or to steal their stuff. Libertarians are unique because we think that applies to the government as well. And you think about that for just a second, what you realize is that we, particularly kind of law and order conservatives for years and years, now you're seeing the abuses at the FBI level, the CIA, the NSA snooping and spying, the Justice Department being a partisan organization and or a political organization. We've had this tendency to really want to just be all law and order. If you're not doing anything wrong, you've got nothing to fear. And we have allowed the state to have a complete monopoly on violence. We cannot attack another human being, of course, out in the streets. But the government can smash down your door at 6 o'clock in the morning for no reason. Or for you making some personal choice that they don't approve of. So libertarians do not believe that government should have the right to initiate force on others or steal their stuff either. So, anyway, lots of quotes of the day to get to. Tucker Carlson yesterday, I've been talking a lot about inflation, the role of the Federal Reserve. I'm not going to get into it deep today. I almost played the Tucker Carlson clip from last night because he started talking about money printing. I'm always looking for signs of this. When is it going to become sexy to talk about money printing as the cause for inflation? I was a little disappointed in Tucker last night because he said it was kind of offhanded. I was waiting for him. I was waiting to say, blame every modern president. Come on, Tucker. And he said something about, quote, this administration, talking about the Biden administration. And he didn't expand it out to say the Trump administration, the Obama administration, the Bush administration, the Clintons, the Bushes, the Reagans, the Carters, the Nixons, Fords. A little asterisk there by Ford. Because it's all the American presidents. I saw somebody was sharing a picture. You know, they have this sticker where it's got a picture of Joe Biden next to gas prices. Says, I did this. And I've said, you know, you need to add to that picture Donald Trump, Barack Obama, George Bush. All of the modern presidents should be on the picture of anything that talks about inflation because they're all responsible for it. Yes, Trump too. But it was somebody has added Nancy Pelosi and Kamala Harris to it. Again, keeping it in the partisan camp to get people convinced that you can vote your way out of this. Anyway, Tucker Carlson did talk about money printing last night, but I was just sitting there going, say it, say it. I don't think he ever uttered the phrase Federal Reserve. Is that the one topic that Tucker Carlson is not allowed to say? Because I'm going to play a Tucker Carlson clip next hour. Just absolutely phenomenal. Probably my favorite clip of Tucker Carlson clips next hour, but he wouldn't say the Federal Reserve last night. I was so frustrated. I got so excited thinking, oh, we're going to talk about economics. Tucker Carlson is going to reach his massive audience. I believe he still has the largest cable news audience out there by far. And he's so close, started talking about the money printing and explaining to people that when you flood the economy with dollars, of course you're going to have inflation. That's what inflation is. Anyway, I'm always happy to see it becoming a topic. I wish he had expanded on it. I wish he had blamed other presidents besides this administration. I wish he had named the Death Star itself the Federal Reserve. But baby steps. I'll take them. We'll be right back.
I went home with a waitress. the way I always do. How was I to know she was with the Russians too?
How long has it been since they announced these shots, these experimentation was going to be rolled out on our 5-year-olds, 5 to 11-year-olds? Been about a week. What's today? Yeah, I think it was last Friday maybe that they made the announcement that the FDA and all of its integrity decided to throw in some youngsters into the grand experiment. As the FDA guy said, hey, we don't know what's going to happen with these shots till we start giving them. So it's been about a week, and the headline's already out. 112 kids. A pharmacy in Virginia incorrectly administered Pfizer and BioNTech's COVID-19 shots to 112 children last week, according to the State Department of Health. Oops! The pharmacy attempted to provide a proper dose. Now, get where this is. This is in Virginia. Loudoun County. This is Loudoun County with the school board stuff, the Loudoun County that cost Terry McAuliffe, thankfully, the election, because Loudoun County apparently is hell-bent on the destruction of the children in that county. We think Hinds County's got some problems. If you're in Loudoun County, Virginia, get out. If you've got kids, run for the hills. This is Loudoun County that has the critical race theory in the schools. Loudoun County that had the transgender rapist preying on girls in bathrooms at their schools. Loudoun County Health Department Director, Dr. David Godfriend. Goodfriend. His name is Dr. David Goodfriend. So it appears the pharmacy did administer about a third of the adult dose, which should be the correct amount. However, quote, a lower dose is possible if not all of the 0.1 milliliter was administered into muscle. So they overdosed these kids. Apparently they gave a higher dose. And isn't it interesting? I don't know if you've ever had kids or seen the growth of a child. How is it possible that you've got a one-size dose for an 11-year-old and a 5-year-old? I remember, it's been a while, my kids are 20, but I remember there's some pretty significant growth and weight gain. The size of my children at 5 years old was dramatically different from 11 years old, but I'm sure it's fine. So we've got an incorrect dosage for 112 children. I've also seen stories in the last couple of days where children are just walking into pop-up clinics at schools, or just on the side of the road, going in and getting the jab. The parents have absolutely no idea this is taking place. You want to teach your children to say no to drugs? This is one you might want to start with. Explain to the children, if you do not want them getting the jab, that this is not the time to go exercise some bodily autonomy for a 7-year-old skipping down the street and happens upon a vax clinic where I can only imagine they have lollipops to induce them to come on inside the van and get the jab. Here's the stack of headlines right now, and this is what I've seen coming from a mile away, which is another winter. New COVID hotspots in USA. Europe fresh reckoning. Norway reinstates curbs. And then, of course, crackdowns on the unvaxxed. And there's story after story. Here's one about California. And listen to this. Listen to the way they couch this. This is on MSN. Obviously, this is a Bill Gates operation, fully on board with Operation Warp Speed. COVID-19 hospitalizations have risen significantly in the Inland Empire and Central Valley, bringing new concerns about whether the shift represents a precursor to a wider spike in COVID-19 in California as the winter holidays approach. I find it a little interesting to couch anything in California as winter holidays. Have you been to California during December and January? You understand that you can celebrate Christmas morning outside in your swimsuit, should you choose, out in California. There is essentially, particularly in Southern California, there is no winter to speak of. Out in California, you can still go out and get sun. It's a very, very mild, almost fall-like feel at the most in Southern California, but they're going to declare this winter. So across the state, both cases and hospitalizations hit a plateau after months of decline, remained fairly flat with relatively high vaccination rates. But in some areas, now it says this, with lower vaccination rates, Riverside, San Bernardino, and Fresno County, conditions deteriorating with hospitals up by more than 20%. So we've got hot spots going out in California. Of course, they are blaming the lack of vaccination in those certain areas. But this does not account for, again, the facts are so inconsistent across the country and across the world. Where in England, we saw the last number I saw was about 65% of people that were admitted to hospitals and were dying were vaccinated. In Maryland, we had one of the COVID czar. In Maryland, the former CDC director, Redfield, came out and said about 45% of the people dying in Maryland from COVID were fully vaccinated. But for some reason, they're telling us the rest of the country is not like that. We've got a story just yesterday from Bloomberg that says hospitals in some parts of the U.S. are already starting to see the impact of an autumn wave of COVID infections. And they name kind of a swath that goes all the way from Arizona up to North Dakota. It's kind of this little stretch of states that they call Western states here that are seeing spikes in COVID cases. I started looking at some of the vaccination status of some of these things. Colorado, big uptake of vaccinations. I believe it's around 70% right now in Colorado, vaccinations administered. But they are rationing care. They're starting to talk about, what do they call that? Where they start prioritizing people and they start threatening everybody. You may not get care. Colorado has gone full on with the shots. And strangely, they're having an outbreak here. This is certainly shaping up to be this antibody-dependent enhancement. It is not even the wintertime yet. Colorado, I pay attention because of my friend out in Denver. Pay attention to the weather out there. They've had some nippy days, but it is by no stretch the full winter out there in any of these places, particularly not Arizona, yet they're starting to see, before cold and flu season, well, let me rephrase that, before vitamin D deficiency season hits, it's not cold and flu season, it's vitamin D deficiency season. You want to sail through November, December, January, February, and March without a cold or a flu or COVID, then get your vitamin D levels straight. Get yourself up over about 50 nanograms per milliliter. Then you sail right through these things, these seasons. I haven't had a cold or a flu in 15 years now when I started paying attention to my vitamin D levels. But these states that have done big uptakes of the shots are already seeing people sick when the winter has not even started yet. We've got a cold blast that's supposed to come through next week for a couple of days. They will call this winter. People will go inside. They will be outside of vitamin D. They won't be getting it because they'll be indoors. So keep your vitamin D levels are high. But this looks like already you've got hospitals getting overrun. The headlines are everywhere. I saw them as I had it muted this morning. Okay, so I turned the Today Show on this morning, but I did mute it. I didn't listen to it. I was actually listening to the Clay Edwards Show while I had the news muted, but I certainly saw the headlines. I want to get to this clip. Let me see if I've got time to do it now. I need to cue this thing up. I want to play the clip of the Madison dad and just how horrible propaganda has worked on some of our own citizens here. It's really very sick stuff. So we've got big COVID hotspots coming. And this is the reason that I mentioned this is because it was weird. I just kind of felt like I knew this was going to happen several months ago. As things seemed to be kind of slowing down here in Mississippi, I said, don't let your guard down. This will be back. They're not done with us. Of course, I've been fighting this battle since November of last year when I had everybody telling me, oh, COVID's going to be over as soon as the election's over. COVID's going to be over on November 4th. And I said, no, it's not. You misdiagnose the motives behind the COVID hysteria. Had Trump was just, the elections was just, they used it. They used it to hurt Trump's election chances with the mail-in ballots. So, you know, never let a good crisis go to waste, as Rahm Emanuel said. But I knew that COVID was not going to be over. I fought a lot of people on that. Oh, no, it'll be over after the election. Because everybody got so convinced that the entire universe revolved just around Donald Trump. But I've been saying even this summer, as things started to kind of plane out, didn't really hear much about the hospitals here. I said, they're coming. It's coming back. Don't let up on your school boards. Don't let up on against these mandates. It's not going away. And I heard a lot of people say, well, you know, it doesn't look like with our current vaccination program, we think we'll just sail through this winter. And for some reason, they kept saying, we think we might see another spike next April. And I thought that was very, very odd, but certainly turns out to not be true. But listen to this. Let me pull up this story because I wanted to get the headline here. As they are getting children to roll up their sleeves, right now I believe it's only the Pfizer shot that is out there for children. But we certainly have had choices as adults, and they're all treated equally. When you hear Thomas Dobbs come out, if anyone was to ask him, what shot should I get? He said, it doesn't matter. Just go out and get one. Get it today. Get it wherever you can. Doesn't ever matter. Bloomberg ran another story, appeared on MSN. It says, Moderna defends COVID shot as questions on heart risks mount. Well, that's very interesting, isn't it? Because I thought the science on the shots was settled. Huh. It's almost like this is a trial. They're starting to ask more questions. Questions are mounting about this. Now, they're not pausing the shots for anybody, at least not here. Other countries have. Several countries have stopped the Moderna shots in particular for people under, I believe, 30 years old. Here in the United States, everybody says just go out and get whatever the first one you can. You can mix and match. Like, you can get collection cards with these things. You can hit a Yahtzee if you get all three shots. Has Thomas Dobbs come out for one time in a press conference and said, hey, if you're under 30 years old and you're a man, you might want to steer clear of the Moderna, opt for the Pfizer? Now, Pfizer certainly has its problems too. They just have better lobbyists and marketing people. That's the reason most of the talk around heart risks are based around Moderna. They're a new company. They just haven't figured out how to game the system yet. They'll learn. But the story is just amazing to me. There are questions mounting about the heart risks of this shot, but it's still full speed ahead. Chief Medical Officer Paul Burton acknowledged on the call, this was a Moderna call, that the company's vaccine does appear linked to increased chances of an inflammatory heart condition known as myocarditis in young men. I acknowledge that. Moderna maintains that the shot's benefits continue to outweigh the extremely rare risk of myocarditis. I don't know, I read a laundry list of athletes that are dropping on the field and in the locker rooms earlier this week. Doesn't feel so rare when you see those names all grouped together. Sweden and Denmark have halted use of Moderna's shot in younger people as they monitor the risk of heart inflammation, while Germany has favored the vaccine from Pfizer and BioNTech over Moderna's in younger and pregnant people. Moderna has fallen behind those main rivals in clearances for booster shots and use in children. The side effect issues only add to the vaccine maker's recent woes. Now, check this out, too. Just insult to injury. This shot is causing young, healthy people to now live with chronic heart conditions. And as I say, I'm not a doctor, but my understanding is the heart, pretty important organ. Moderna is in a legal tussle with the U.S. National Institutes of Health over who gets credit for inventions related to the company's COVID-19 vaccine. The government is objecting to Moderna listing only company scientists and not those from NIH's Vaccine Research Center as inventors on a patent application. And this is one of the dirty little secrets of the NIH, Anthony Fauci's criminal enterprise, is that these scientists get their name on the patent application and they get anyone, royalties. They get royalties on these shots. It may be, per scientist, NIH capped at $150,000 a year in royalties on these shots, but Moderna doesn't want to share. Moderna, that was, I believe, completely funded in its R&D by the U.S. taxpayer, they don't want to share these patents. They want to keep that all for themselves. I don't know why you're scrambling to keep exclusive patent on something that is killing people, but I guess the liability protection makes that kind of a non-issue, doesn't it? But it's a hell of a thing to see 10 months into this kind of a program, this mass experimentation, just articles come out that are just a big yawner, nobody's paying attention to it, where it says, questions on heart risks mount. But Anthony Fauci hasn't come out and said, nobody in the United States has come out and said, hey, it looks like, and they could say it pretty easily. Thomas Dobbs could come out and say, it's rare, but with the Moderna slight, tiny, teeny, tiny increase in risk to the hearts of our young men out there, so maybe opt for the Pfizer. But I'm sure it has nothing to do with the fact that, was it Thomas Dobbs' son daughter-in-law, something about Moderna. Did I read that? Yeah. It's not about health. They don't care about you. Just know that questions are mounting. Not enough to make a pause like other countries. But they're going to ask a few more questions about this shot they're injecting into everybody. Yeah, along the way. Maybe we'll get some answers in a couple of years.
Well, it would have been, could have been worse than you would ever know.
Hey, everybody. Quick little inserted message here. First, I want to thank everybody for listening to this show on podcast. I really appreciate your support of doing that. I know a lot of people have said they're sharing the podcast, and that means a lot to me as well. So thank you so much for that. I've had a lot of people ask how they can support the show. Most importantly, please support the advertisers on WYAB that make the show possible in the first place. And if you or somebody that you know wants to advertise, wants to market a business, please have them reach out to me at MikeMadison@WYAB.com or call into the station. We are extremely dedicated to our advertisers. They get a great return on investment, and they make this station and this show possible. So please do that. For those of you who want to support the show directly, I've had requests for that. I've set up a site, a kind of a crowdfunding site that you can contribute whatever amount, doesn't matter, whatever you value, think the show brings to you. You can go to ko-fi.com/TheMikeMadisonShow. And that's ko-fi.com/TheMikeMadisonShow. I'd like to be able to expand access to some of the source material for the show so people can get the research that I do and share it with people. I get a lot of requests each day for clips or links of my source material. This might allow me to build a web page and start being able to share those things so I can direct people to those basically at any time. They don't even have to contact me. So any support that you give to the show will be used for things like that. Again, to donate, you can go to ko-fi.com. That's ko-fi.com/TheMikeMadisonShow and just contribute whatever you think it's worth, whatever value it's brought, or continue to just listen to the show for free. I'm just thrilled to have you on board in the first place. So whether it's supporting our advertisers, becoming an advertiser yourself, or sharing this with somebody who might want to advertise on WYAB, or supporting the show directly, I thank you a lot. And last request, while I'm being kind of needy, if you like the show, if you would, take a minute to rate it on your podcast app and write a small review if you feel moved to do so, but a rating will certainly help. I'm not good with self-marketing and social media type stuff, as many of you know, but they say that will help in rankings and help the show reach more people. So if you can rate it or write a review and or both, it would be much appreciated. Thanks so much for listening to the show. Back to it now.
All right, we are back. This is the Mike Madison Show, 103.9 WYAB, phone number 601-879-0002. We've just got a few other things to go through, and then we're going to get this great Tucker Carlson clip. Thanks to listener Greg, who advised me that this was going on the night that he was watching Tucker Carlson. It's truly amazing. I hope you find it as profound as I did. I wanted to play this. I'm going to kind of pick on somebody here locally, but they were interviewed for a piece done by NPR. And one of the Madison moms was interviewed by somebody from NPR. She didn't actually end up being quoted in the piece after an extensive interview, but the focus of this piece was race and vaccinations. I think that's a legitimate topic. I was surprised to learn from this piece and from this, I spoke to the reporter myself. She's found that black children are actually uptaking the vaccine at a higher rate, about 1.5 times, they may say it in the report that I play in just a second, than our white children. And her question was, why is this happening? Apparently, it may be in Mississippi now that the black community has taken more of these shots than the white community now. This was not the case just a few months ago. That's a little surprising to me, too. I hate to see that. I thought that maybe the suspicion in the black community, the hesitancy in the black community was well warranted, but apparently they have succumbed, in large part anyway. But there's a Madison Central dad makes a statement, and I'm not mad at him, I guess. I mean, he's a victim in my estimation, and his name may be in this piece. I don't guess I'll read it out of the article. His name may be in this piece,
I don't think I can worry about offending him, because I doubt he listens to this radio station, judging by his comment here. And if he does, then we are the least convincing compilage of radio show hosts that have ever existed, because this guy. I want you to listen to what his justification was. He got all of his children inoculated. His big concern was actually his mother. And I want you to listen to what he had to say, the logic behind why he felt it was a need to get his children the shot.
Data acquired from health departments across the Gulf South show black teenagers are getting vaccinated at roughly 1.5 times the rate of white teenagers.
Now, I will say, I think part of that, too, is, as I understand it, this reporter was at the game between Murrah High School and Madison Central. The Murrah High School students, the football players, were required to get the experimental jab. My heart breaks for my alma mater, Murrah High School, that they forced these children into an experiment. I would imagine there's some money involved there somehow for the school board or administrators, or not meaning necessarily into their pockets, but into their budgets for some more harebrained ideas. But they forced their football players, and God help them if this trend that we're seeing in athletes around the world starts to befall these young students who are now part of the grand experiment. But that may account for why, you know, some of the black school districts have, or the majority black school districts have been more adherent on masks. I don't know. Does JPS still have a mask mandate? Are y'all still suffocating your children? I'm not sure about that. But anyway, that may account for why black teenagers are getting the shots at 1.5 times of white teenagers. But still, I want to get to this part, this statement by this father as to why he got his children signed up for this experiment.
But decisions are nuanced. Ken Ball is working the grill at the game. He's white and vaccinated. He got all his kids the shot, even though there's no mandate at their school.
My mom's a school teacher, and she's in her 70s. And what I don't want is my kids to kill my mom.
But
did you hear that? His mother is a school teacher. Here's his quote. My mom's a school teacher, and she's in her 70s. And what I don't want is my kids to kill my mom. My mom's a school teacher, and she's in her 70s. And what I don't want is my kids to kill my mom. Do you know how sick that is, that that has taken hold in this man's mind, that he views his own children as a threat, a lethal threat to his mother for this disease? Now, she's 70. She may be vulnerable. But he inoculated his children with an experimental shot to protect his mother, who I assume has also been vaccinated. And if her vaccine works, then, well, we're not supposed to ask those questions anymore. But that's one of the sickest things I've ever heard. Then again, I'm not really mad at this guy. This is propaganda. It's how it works. This is how it takes root. You've got to get people to just believe and twist logic for some absurd stuff. But to twist parents into believing that their children will kill other family members is one of the sickest results of propaganda I've ever seen. Got a caller on the line. Caller, are you with me?
Hey, Mike.
Hey, what's going on?
How are you?
Good.
Mike, I just cannot, I don't know if I'm missing something. I cannot wrap my mind around comments from the gentleman of the audio that you just played, and just the mindset of the vaccine in general. I can't figure it out.
I know.
It'd be one thing if it worked and if the disease was deadly. So let's just say it was deadly, but it doesn't keep from spreading it.
Right.
It doesn't keep you from getting it. And just, what am I missing?
I love hearing you struggle to... I love hearing you struggle to find words. There are no words. This is just jaw-dropping stuff. You just wonder, what the hell am I seeing here? You can't process what's happening, because you're exactly right. It makes no sense. What did this man hear about the shot? Is he misled? Does he not know that his kids can still catch it? Does he not know that they can still spread it? Does he not know that his mom can still catch it? Does he not know that his mom can still spread it? Does he not know any of these things? I mean, because even even if he doesn't believe that you can catch it and spread it with the vaccine, which is why he would give it to his children, then why does he care? Because his mom has that kind of protection that she can't catch it. I mean,
and then him specifically talking about his kids killing his mom.
Yes.
He just said she was a school teacher. What about the other kids?
Right.
Who aren't vaccinated. But, I mean, I guess it's a moot point because it does not matter who is vaccinated or unvaccinated. At the end of the day, I just cannot fathom the reasoning behind, let me put this untested, proved, experimental vaccination into my body for what? What are the benefits compared to, it's blowing my mind.
Me too.
Get a call, but I just had to speak out loud about it.
It's insanity. It is a mass mental breakdown in the United States. We were suffering it even before COVID. We were already vulnerable. But something has tipped us over the edge, and this is, what you're seeing. I mean, it is without words. And I'll tell you, Clay Edwards just sent out something to the show hosts here. I want to read this to you real quick. The CDC, somebody made a request of the CDC. Okay, so these vaccines are so important, and the CDC, they're monitoring everything so carefully because they love us. Apparently, it looks like a woman made a request saying, can you give us examples how many people who have gotten COVID and recovered from it, so they have natural immunity, have spread COVID? The CDC essentially, and I don't want to read the whole thing, it's a formal letter, but essentially they said, we have no records of that because we're not tracking it. So they are out there trying to inoculate everybody, even those who have been infected, calling the unvaccinated super spreaders. They have no record of anybody who has had COVID and recovered ever spreading COVID to another person after they recovered. None.
Unbelievable.
I mean, it's just the hits just keep on coming.
Unbelievable.
Yeah.
Well, not to exert my social media PhD, but you saw an active duty member who had complications. His wife got on and basically said she was trying to, they were trying to rush him out of the hospital and make it not a big deal as it was. He was having heart complications and so on and so forth. Like I said, who knows with those kinds of situations, but just the facts alone of it not working, it doesn't keep you from spreading it. It doesn't keep you from catching it. I don't really see what, even if the virus was deadly, what,
yeah, even you know, if it was
a, still a vaccine that doesn't work against a deadly or undeadly, it's just
right.
Icing on the cake for there being an over a 99% whatever chance of surviving.
Yeah.
It's just.
At best, it's a swing and a miss as far as what would be, air quotes here in the studio, a vaccine. At worst, it is obviously showing some tremendous side effects. So you're just introducing danger to your children. No benefit whatsoever. But anyway, thanks, man. I appreciate the call. I share your inability to find words for what we're seeing right now. All right.
Thanks, Mike.
Talk to you later. Bye. All right. I got to take a quick break to regather myself, and we'll come back and finish up this hour. This is just beyond bizarre. If you're out there and you believe you should get your child a shot because you don't want to kill anybody else in your family, please call in and let me know where you got that crazy idea.
It's been a ride. I guess I had to go to that place to get to this one. Now, some of you might still be in that place. If you're trying to get out, just follow me.
I was supposed to have Peter McCullough on my show, Dr. Peter McCullough, on my show last week before last, time flies. I was going to ask him if any single mitigation effort that we have implemented, everything from gloves to wiping down the Doritos bag, you got to love Americans, will go out and buy junk food to wreck their health, but they'll wipe down the wrappers to try to get a virus off of it. We're insane. We're just insane as a country. It's entertaining to watch. I'll give us that. But there's not a mitigation effort that they have implemented that has worked. Masks don't work. The shot is failing. Just failing. And dangerous. It may be failing, but at least it's dangerous. Is essentially what the what the results of this experiment are so far. Taiwan is trying something else. Now, Taiwan has paused, I believe. I don't have this story in front of me, but I believe Taiwan is another country that has paused Moderna shots. and they may have paused all shots for their youth. I don't know if I don't want to go to war with China over Taiwan, but I may move there. There may be some sanity left on that tiny island over there. But they do have they have got a mitigation effort in Taiwan that they've just implemented that is better than anything we've done. They apparently did a boat burning ceremony to ward off the evil spirits of the virus. This is some kind of tradition in Taiwan. Got to hand it to them. Look, they've remained independent for quite some time. I don't know how often they burn these boats, but maybe Mississippi needs to burn some boats to keep the Biden administration out. But while that sounds like kind of witch doctory stuff, kind of superstitious, third world, backwards thinking stuff, Taiwan burning boats in some kind of a ritual, it's a Taoist ritual apparently, burning boats to ward off the evil spirit of COVID-19 is just as effective as masks, as these shots, as plexiglass, as social distancing, as making a restaurant cap at 25% occupancy. It's setting up tents, outdoor dining. All of these mitigation efforts are not one lick better than boat burning, which Taiwan did. And I got to tell you, I believe they built this boat. The main boat, I think, was 44 Greenwich time, the website. Apparently, we've clocked out of our free stories, so it's paywalling me here, so I can't get to it. But I read it yesterday, and I believe they did a 44-foot boat. They burned it. Outside of the fact that they confiscated this boat from somebody, there one person was harmed. We've harmed our entire country with the mitigation here, efforts here, and I can guarantee you none of them have been more effective than burning boats. We could have thrown chicken bones. I don't know what else you do. I don't know what the other superstitions from around the world are, but the mask is a superstition. It's a superstition. It does no good. It just causes harm. And you only have to look at all of the mitigation efforts we've undertaken in the United States and realize that according to the numbers that the CDC themselves releases, we've had basically the worst outcome in the entire world. And the places that have done the most have been the worst within our country. The New Jerseys, the New Yorks, now California's got another spike going on. We should have just burned some boats and been done with it. I didn't get that answer from Dr. McCullough because I didn't get to answer. I think Jameson might have talked to him. I don't know if Jameson asked him the question if there was a single mitigation effort for COVID-19 that worked. Lockdowns didn't work. Mask wearing didn't work. I mean, none of these things worked. It's just, I think it's comical to me that the Taiwanese, as silly as that looks, to burn boats to ward off the evil spirits of COVID-19, just as effective as everything that Thomas Dobbs has uttered. I would imagine going forward, Taiwan will have a better outcome than the state of Mississippi. That'd be my guess. We'll see how that plays out. When I come back, we're going to get into False Flag Friday. Tucker Carlson took on a warmonger. He kind of sprung a trap on him. The guy didn't see it coming. It was a beautiful clip. We're going to do it when I come back. Yeah. What is it good for? Absolutely. All right, we are back. This is the Mike Madison Show, 103.9 WYAB. Thanks for joining me. It's Friday. So Friday's at 10 o'clock. I get into how we've all been duped into foreign wars. I am anti-war. I'm not ashamed to say that at all. It doesn't make me a pacifist. I'm for strong national defense. I am completely opposed to the adventurism that we've been convinced to undertake around the world. And I speak to a conservative audience here. Hopefully, most of you have woken up to the scam of wars. I opened up my backpack the other day. My backpack is almost like a purse at this point. I've got so much stuff in there. I've got a stack. I don't even remember who gave them to me. A stack of Smedley Butler's little pamphlet, War is a Racket. I recommend you read that. Heavily decorated Marine called this out back in the 1930s. Eisenhower called it out in 1960. We've ignored all of these things, and this is why we found ourselves with this bankrupting empire. A couple of little headlines, and I'm going to get into this Tucker Carlson piece. The government's about to call my bluff, I think, on the Ghislaine Maxwell stuff. I'm just going to mention that because I believe I've included that in False Flag Friday. I haven't seen a single picture of Ghislaine Maxwell in custody, so I have been suspicious. But there's a lot of headlines coming out saying she's not going to delay her trial much longer. They're going to have the trial. If anything happens to Ghislaine or the trial is postponed, my suspicions will go back up. But maybe I'm wrong. Maybe she is actually in custody. But I'm suspicious. There was a story that some of the Houthi rebels in Yemen breached the American embassy there and took some hostages. My understanding is they've released all the American hostages, still holding some Yemeni people. Our State Department has called for an immediate release of all hostages from the American embassy. That's a hell of a thing to do when you bomb the crap out of a country for a decade. The poorest country in the Middle East, the United States has been providing logistics support and weapons to Saudi Arabia to bomb them, I would say back into the Stone Age, but much of Yemen was still, you know, started out in the Stone Age. We've been killing Yemenis for years and years and years. What a shock that they might go after our embassy. But our State Department says, oh, hey, knock it off. How dare you? I'm not for taking American hostages in Yemen. I'm for getting us the hell out of Yemen. And maybe we could stop bombing the poorest country in the Middle East that has done absolutely nothing to us. That would be super duper. There were stories about, and this was written, you know, kind of as this Biden is weak stories in conservative media, because apparently China has gotten 500,000 barrels of Iranian oil every day violating U.S. sanctions. And this just shows how weak Joe Biden is. It's a hell of a thing to me that the United States just gets to pick and choose who gets to trade with who. Iran's got oil to sell. China wants to buy it. You may not like either one of those countries, but we're not boss of everybody. It's amazing to me that this is couched in conservative media showing how weak Joe Biden is, that he's not stopping two countries from voluntarily trading with each other. How dare Joe Biden not exercise our complete authority over planet Earth? There was also just one story, too, about apparently the Taliban has inaugurated a government there, or an army, an Islamic Emirate army. And they celebrated this with a large convoy of U.S. U.S. equipment. Oh, what's not to love about the deep state and their wars? Taxpayers, tune in. You check it out. See all your bright, shiny military hardware that you paid for rolling down the streets of Kandahar in Afghanistan with the new Islamic army that you have outfitted. Really disgusting stuff. All right, let's get into this. Tucker Carlson. Tucker Carlson had a Congress critter named Mike Turner on. We're going to talk about him in just a second. The reason this clip is so beautiful, and I'm just going to take up the rest of this segment, it's because Tucker Carlson is on Fox News, and so Mike Turner thought he was going to go on and spew his war propaganda unmolested on this conservative news channel, and Tucker Carlson wasn't having any of it, and it was beautiful. Sorry, hold on a second. Oh, don't tell me I don't have any sound on this thing. Holy cow. Let me see if I can fast forward here. This I couldn't find this a second ago.
It's incredibly important.
Okay. All right. We got it here. Let me back us up. I got to get past the... Okay. Here we go. Now this thing is cut out. We'll see when it comes on. Apparently, there's a dead spot in this video. The first video that I had that I looked at last night, I was so excited. Thanks to listener Greg for sending this to me because I missed this episode of Tucker Carlson. But he has this Congress critter on to start talking about how we need to face off with Russia in Ukraine.
In response to this, a group of 15 Republican congressmen has written a letter to Joe Biden. The letter demands the administration send troops to Ukraine. Congressman Mike Turner of Ohio is one of the signatories to that letter, and he joins us tonight. Congressman, thanks so much for coming on. So,
Hey, Tucker, thank you so much for bringing attention to this issue. This is one that the mainstream media is not going to be reporting and is incredibly important for people to understand what Russia's doing and really the threat to the United States and the threat to the United States allies.
Well, that's kind of the force of my question, my first one. So we have a lot of military families watch this show. You've called for sending American troops to Ukraine, to the region, as you put it. I wonder if you could explain to them why it is in America's interest that their kids risk their lives in Ukraine.
Yeah, well, there's a couple things, which I'm certain you're aware of, Tucker, that the United States signed with Russia and Ukraine a treaty in Budapest guaranteeing the territorial integrity of Ukraine in exchange for them during the dismantling of the Soviet Union of giving up nuclear weapons, of not being a nuclear weapon state. And in Bucharest, NATO summit, we also agreed with our NATO allies that Ukraine, which is an ally to NATO.
Okay, in order to get through this clip, I'm going to do something, and I don't know if I can pull this off. It's a long clip. I don't have time to get into it. But this guy is just spouting off his warmongering, and he believes he's on a friendly audience. He must have thought he was, you know, with the daylight savings time, with going back to standard time, he must have thought he was on Sean Hannity, where he could go do his spouting off about endless wars and get an enthusiastic audience, because Sean Hannity has sold conservatives on every single war that we've had. Unfortunately, he didn't know who he was dealing with. I'm going to speed this up when this guy is talking and try to slow it down when Tucker talks.
You can't always plan.
Ugh, Lord have mercy. I'm telling you, they took down the original clip that I found this on and replaced it with one that is not as good.
A pathway to NATO. Russia sees Ukraine as importantly strategic because it's also the pipelines to give gas to Europe that they're trying to bypass with respect to building Nord Stream 2. As you know, Russia's already invaded Ukraine once and taken Crimea, which they've militarized and are likely very advanced nuclear weapons there. We already have troops in Ukraine. The issue of our letter is to raise the importance so that people understand that we're about ready to see debacle number two of the Biden administration. You know, we all think of Afghanistan, and that's really coming up.
There it is. See, he's playing the partisan game. It's Joe Biden being weak in Ukraine, then this is a strong, rock-jawed conservative Republican, Mike Turner, telling you that you need to start sacrificing your blood and treasure in Ukraine because Russia is so aggressive.
Out of this. China, Russia are going to be more adventuresome as a result of the failures of the administration. But when you think of Afghanistan, you think of those planes leaving and people running toward those planes, people falling to their death. And as you know, Tucker, if those planes were Russian, no one would be running toward them. This is the idea of America, of democracy, freedom.
But may I just ask really quick?
All right, so hold a second. I'm going to slow this down because Tucker Carlson, you just have to. This is so bad that this is such a bad clip. I do apologize for that. But it's just important to understand this so-called conservative, this warmonger. And we're going to talk about him in just a second. It took me about 6 seconds to figure out why he's on Fox News pumping us for another war and providing deadly lethal weapons to Ukraine. You can guess why, but I'll play it in just a second.
And it's certainly one that is an ally of ours.
So the lesson of 20 years in Afghanistan and the tragic and cowardly and counterproductive exit from Afghanistan is that we need more troops in Ukraine? I don't. So why should the average American care about the territorial integrity of Ukraine, sincerely?
Okay, so Ukraine is a strategic
I love it. He's uh-oh. He's sensing what's coming. Tucker Carlson doesn't seem to be on board with this. Wait a second, I'm supposed to be pumping a war on Fox News like I've been doing for the last 20 years.
Reports of the Black Sea, most of the reports that you've been receiving of Russia being aggressive with our ships, aggressive with our planes.
This is the Black Sea, right? Not the Caribbean on our borders, not the Atlantic or Pacific on our borders. This is the Black Sea. Russia's being aggressive on their borders. This is considered aggression to this Republican.
Are in the area of the Black Sea, which is an important area for us and our NATO allies. Four countries, or maybe Bulgaria, Greece, and Turkey, all border it, of which we have reciprocal defense agreements. Now, we've not asked anybody to go to war with Russia or to send troops to Russia for Ukraine for the purposes of going to war with Russia. But it is incredibly important that they be providing lethal weapons, that they be providing intelligence so that Ukraine has an ability to defend itself.
But why is it incredibly important to Americans? I mean, I know from a Ukrainian perspective it's incredibly important. But why is it important enough to risk American lives to preserve the territorial integrity of Ukraine when, by the way, our own territorial integrity has been flagrantly violated by a million foreign nationals coming in over the past 10 months? I wonder why the emphasis on Ukraine's borders and not ours.
Well, I think everyone has an emphasis on our borders, Tucker, but certainly I think
Have you called for American troops to our borders?
Everyone has called for American troops that is on our side, Tucker. But I think what you're missing here is the fact that because the president has failed in Afghanistan, both Russia and China are...
Yeah, Republicans were so successful in Afghanistan. You saw what a great country we built and how stable their government was. It fell in 48 hours. See, I just can't stand this partisanship. This is what has hoodwinked conservatives and Republicans to support endless war and empire, which your founding fathers, who most conservatives hold so dear, warned you about, but Republicans co-opted this issue. And again, when I come back from the next break, I'll explain to you why Mike Turner is out here saying these things and trying to trick you into believing that Russia's incursion into Crimea and Russia and their crossways with Ukraine is some kind of a threat to you.
You need to send your children. And this, make no mistake, when he says we need to send lethal weapons to Ukraine, that bumps up the risk of a war. And these are taxpayer dollar, tax dollars for munitions, for weapons that you will pay for as a U.S. taxpayer, given to Ukraine to hopefully, in this guy's opinion, kick off a war with Russia.
Are looking at threatening their neighbors, including Taiwan, including Ukraine, countries that are important to both our allies and to the strategic importance of the areas in which they are. What we've asked for is don't be Obama. You have to recall, Tucker, that when Ukraine was invaded and Crimea fell, Obama sent blankets to President Poroshenko in Ukraine. He came to the House floor, joint session of Congress, and he begged for lethal weapons to be able to defend his own country against Russia. He said, I can't defend my country with blankets. That's what we've said is make certain that we give them what they need. Give them intelligence, give them lethal weapons, give them assistance.
But why would we take Ukraine? But hold on. Why would we take Ukraine's side and not Russia's side? It's a sincere question. If you're looking from the American perspective. No, but why? I mean, who's got the energy reserves?
I love it. Listen to the guy's side. I can't believe he's going to ask me questions. It's just, I usually just go on to Fox News and I just say we need more war and more weapons, and it works perfect. Who pre-screened Tucker? What's he doing?
Who's the major player in world affairs? Who's the potential counterbalance against China, which is the actual threat? Why would we take Ukraine's side? Why wouldn't we have Russia's side? I'm totally confused.
Well, clearly, maybe if you get out a map and you look to see where the Black Sea is and Bulgaria.
Yeah, it's halfway around the world on the border of Russia, you numbnuts. What is the United States doing half a world away on Russia's border in the first place? I thought we respected the integrity of other countries, their sovereignty.
Romania, where we have our missile defense system.
Oh, okay.
Greece, right? And Turkey, the entrance to the Black Sea. And then from there, you look at what the conflicts have already been and Russia's areas there. Ukraine is a democracy. Russia's an authoritarian regime that is seeking to impose its will upon a validly elected democracy in Ukraine. And we're on the side.
You got to love it. We've got one of the most authoritarian governments out there right now. They're mandating people take part in an experiment. We've been upending governments around the world, invading them for decades, uprooting their governments and replacing them with who we check off on. But he projects all of this onto Russia. When I come back, I'm going to expose who Mike Turner is, first of all, and then we're going to play the rest of this clip. I apologize. Tucker's not drunk in this thing. Whoever recorded this for YouTube, the original clip is gone. Whoever recorded this for YouTube has had some audio problems, but I think we're getting it. One thing I really want to convince conservatives and Republicans is it's pretty easy to see how the world works. Doesn't take much time at all. It took me about 6 seconds as I watched this warmonger being dispatched by Tucker Carlson in just one of the most beautiful segments I've ever seen on cable news. Tucker Carlson's not having this warmonger. Well, excuse me, war profiteer. Mike Turner, he's a Congress critter. He is a... from Ohio. He's a Republican from Ohio. So it took me about 6 seconds. I knew what I would find. But I looked it up. OpenSecrets.org is just a great site to see who their donors are. Anybody want to guess who the top donor to Mike Turner's last campaign for the House was? Anyone? Anyone? Lockheed Martin. In his top five contributors to his campaign, Lockheed Martin, L3 Technologies, McAndrews and Forbes, Sierra Nevada Corporation. I'm not sure if they're defense, but I know those other three are. He's a defense contractor shill parading as a patriot, a Republican. And he's going to get into it in this clip. You're going to hear him, how he talks about how he was so supportive of Donald Trump. See, the warmongers love to have jumped onto coattails of Donald Trump. And in many ways, they co-opted Trump. But Tucker Carlson's not having any of it. And I just absolutely love it. He's the only national host that will stand up to these war profiteers. And he makes some points you're going to love. We're worried about the territorial integrity of Ukraine. They don't do anything for the territorial integrity of the United States.
A democracy. That's why people were chasing those planes in Afghanistan and wouldn't be chasing Russian ones. We're for democracy. We're for liberty. We're not for authoritarian regimes coming in and changing borders by tanks. Russia isn't showing up on the border with ballot boxes. They're showing up on the border with tanks. And
this is coming from a representative of the country that has invaded 7 countries over the past 20 years. Some of them we still occupy. How dare Russia come across a border in a tank? They can't do that. Only us.
That's why we need to make certain we're on the side of democracy and give the aid that's necessary so we don't have another Obama.
If he wants to be on the side of democracy, the people voted in Crimea 90% to stay with Russia. They're ethnic Russians. So if he loves democracy, he should be perfectly fine with Crimea sticking with Russia.
Sending blankets to a country that's being invaded.
Yeah, I mean, I'm guessing for democracy in other countries, I guess, but I'm really for America. And sure I just are. Think that our interest is...
This guy's looking around. You can't see him. So beautiful. He's looking around at his aides. How the hell did you get me on this show? This is Fox. Tucker's supposed to rubber stamp any wars. I'm out here pumping for Lockheed Martin, Northrop Grumman. You know what? This is going to kill my reelection chances. Money's going to stop flowing. What the hell's going on here?
In counterbalancing the actual threat, which is China, and the only other country with any throw weight that might help us do that is Russia, and our continuation of the Cold War has pushed Russia toward China, and that does not serve our interest in any way, does it? Or maybe it does.
Okay, so you have to understand, this is not a Cold War. This is a hot war. Russia has already invaded Ukraine and has taken Crimea and annexed it and militarized it. It's not like...
But how did that affect... Wait, hold on. So I'm glad you pointed that out. So how did that hurt America exactly? So they came into Crimea. Right. I guess I'm against that. But I didn't notice a detectable decline in American living standards.
Advanced weaponry systems.
Okay, but why do I care again?
The issue, you care because what Russia is doing is they are rebuilding their area access of denial with Kaliningrad, Crimea, and Syria to fortify what they had when they had the Warsaw Pact countries, which many of which now are in NATO and are headed toward NATO, so that we can make certain that liberty and democracy is strengthened.
And he really only cares about selling weapons and pipelines. That's all this guy cares about. Liberty, democracy. It's a joke. This is the kind of Republican that is a Judas goat to conservatives out there that has led you down this path to endless wars and made you feel like if you opposed them, you were some limp-wristed liberal Democrat.
Strengthened. You okay. should be against, I'm sure you are, Tucker, any country using tanks to invade another.
Iraq. Syria. Libya. Afghanistan. Somalia. We got tanks in all these countries. I guess those don't count.
And putting their will on that country and changing that country's border.
Yeah, academically I am. But I mean, there are a lot of priorities on the map here. Last question. So you sent this letter to President Biden asking for the commitment of American troops to a foreign country.
Generate quarterly income from underlying stock.
I'm sorry. I said I had to get a bad clip, but I'm soldiering on with this thing because it still has got some beauty left in it.
And you've misread the letter because what it says is it actually tells specifically, we not say send troops into Ukraine. We said make certain that there's a military presence in the area so we can provide aid to Ukraine in two important areas.
Yeah, taxpayer money to Ukraine. Everybody's for that? You all on board with that? Can't find a better use for taxpayer dollars, can you, than the territorial integrity of Ukraine?
Intelligence. If we have troops in the area, we can watch. We know what happens. We know what Russia's doing. The second is lethal weapons so that Ukraine can defend itself.
No I got one it. Send lawyers, guns, and money. I totally got it.
And none of the members of Congress suggest that anybody should go to war in Ukraine with Russia. No one. And the letter doesn't say that.
Well, I'll let our viewers can pull up the letter on the internet and reach their own conclusions. That's not the conclusion I reached.
They can go to my website. Final
question. Our democracy is undermined when people come from other countries and that devalues the vote of the people who already live here. So that's an attack on our democracy. A democracy has to have defendable borders. Where are the Republicans demanding that we send the 101st or whatever it takes to close the border? I've never heard anybody say that. They're all whipped up about Crimea.
Hey, Tucker, unlike your anti-Trump friend, J.D. Vance, I supported Donald Trump in closing the border, including defending him in his impeachment trial, which you yourself reported. And that border was being closed under the policies that we had under Donald Trump, which I supported when I supported Donald Trump. So
actually, you wrote a letter to Trump. Factual here. Now, I don't want to be mean, but you wrote a letter to Trump in which you said, protect the border, but make certain that we don't in any way take troops or materiel from our foreign commitments and bring them to the border. You said that in your letter. And so I just thought that's just a different perspective.
Donald Trump sent lethal weapons and intelligence training. I said, I'm a senior member of the Armed Services Committee and the Intelligence Committee. What I've asked for in that letter, Donald Trump did.
I'm aware. I thought it was stupid then. I think it's stupid now.
The Obama administration did not. And we believe that this administration is likely not to. And what I love about the fact that you brought attention to this is because the mainstream media is going to let Russia invade Ukraine without anybody knowing. They're not going to know that the Biden administration had.
That's it. I'm out of time. The guy just sickens me. He points to Biden and Obama in those things, trying to get you to convince that the only way you're a conservative is if you agree with sending lethal weapons to Ukraine so we can kill some Russians. That's what this guy is about. It's just a coincidence that his top contributors are defense industry people. Just a coincidence. And as I said, he just talks about how Trump did everything he asked for in that letter. Yeah, Trump sent lethal weapons to Ukraine. Taxpayer-funded lethal weapons to Ukraine. You paid for that. Because Trump was co-opted by these people. Because this degenerate, this psychopath, Mike Turner, Republican from Ohio, got Trump into a room and said, look, Trump, you're going to look weak if you don't send lethal weapons. If you don't steal some taxpayer dollars from your own citizens and build weapons, buy weapons from Lockheed Martin and Raytheon and send them over to Ukraine so they can kill some Russians and kick off a real war, you're going to look weak, Trump. And Trump went, I don't want to look weak. And he did it. Anyway, it's a beautiful clip. If I can find a better quality of it, I might do it again. It's so great to see somebody fighting against this war machine, a conservative actually calling out these war profiteers live on air on the highest rated cable TV show out there. Hopefully that is a turning point. As Tucker Carlson's popularity increases, and it's tremendous already, maybe he will finally, from the throne at Fox News, convince conservatives you have been tricked by the warmongers and profiteers like Congressman Mark Turner.
What's the frequency, can it be sharp and so drain?
All right, we are back. This is the Mike Madison Show, 103.9 WYAB, and it's Friday. We always finish the show by taking a look back at the past week, at the true insanity. We covered a little bit of it last hour with the Madison dad who said he didn't want his children to kill his mother, so he got him the shots. That was the opening salvo of this week on the crazy train, and here's the rest of it. All right, we're going to start... We'll start overseas. We're going to come home, trust me. We're going to come home, but we're going to go down under first, where they have just lost their ever-loving mind. This is the premier or prime minister from Queensland.
Get vaccinated. Life will be miserable without being vaccinated. You won't be able to get any, you won't be able to hide. You won't be able to get a doctor to sign off.
This is one of those democracies that I guess the war profiteer on Tucker Carlson's show was talking about. You've got a president, the elected leader of a country saying, you better get inoculated. You won't be able to hide to his own citizens in a free Western-style democracy.
That you got an exclusion because there's quite set rules on that, and doctors will be audited to see every one of their exclusions will be looked at very carefully. They'll get fined. They can get struck off. The patients who tell lies can be charged with fraud. There's a whole pile of issues, whole pile of problems if you try and get around the system. Mm. It's going to be very hard to maintain your employment if you're not vaccinated. Mm. You won't be able to go anywhere for any entertainment. So by all means, get vaccinated. You've got another week where you can get double vaccinated before the 15th to 17th of December when it's definitely coming in. And there'll be proof that you've been vaccinated, firm proof. You'll be asked to show going into most venues. So get vaccinated, otherwise you're going to have a very, very lonely life and you're not going to be able to maintain your employment.
Oh, please pray for the citizens of Australia, but they put up with it this far. Here's something else. I believe this was a foreign clip as well. I want you to listen to how this person died and how they were classified as dying.
Pretty staggering 99.5% of all adults over the age of 18 here.
I'm sorry, this is actually Ireland, I believe. Did I mislabel a clip? I can't believe that.
In Waterford are now fully vaccinated. That's the highest vaccination rate in Ireland and thought to be among the highest anywhere in the world. Despite this, County Waterford currently has the highest COVID infection rate in the country.
What? Let's start that over again. What was that percentage? It seemed kind of high. They've inoculated dang near everybody.
Pretty staggering 99.5% of all adults over the age of 18 here in Waterford are now fully vaccinated. That's the highest vaccination rate in Ireland and thought to be among the highest anywhere in the world. Despite this, County Waterford currently has the highest COVID infection rate in the country. So why?
What's antibody-dependent enhancement?
Happened as restrictions have eased is there's been a gradual increase in social activity, coupled with a decrease in people taking day-to-day mitigation behaviours, like keeping 2 metres from each other and wearing masks.
Science hasn't failed, according to, well, scientists. Immunologists say the vaccines were never meant to eliminate infections.
Wait, what?
And are performing a vital role.
I'm sorry. At this point, this stuff is just laughably funny. They will look at anything except what's actually going on. The vaccines don't work. Or it's that 0.5% of adults that didn't get vaccinated. Pretty tough to talk about one of the highest spike rates in the world when you've only got 0.5% of your people that have not gotten the shot.
Man shot dead in West Auckland tested positive for COVID-19 after his death last week. Three people have been jointly charged with the murder of Robert James Hart in a Newland driveway, Jean Bell reports.
The police have confirmed Robert Hart is the same person added to the Ministry of Health's COVID-19 death total today.
The guy was shot in a gangland shooting. The health ministry has confirmed that he's been added to the total of COVID deaths. I believe that's somewhere in Australia. I don't know the context of this clip. This is our buddy Bill Gates. I don't know what surrounds this, but it's just creepy as hell.
We're taking things that are, you know, genetically modified organisms, and we're injecting them in little kids' arms. We just shoot them right into the vein.
I'm going to play that again. To all of your parents out there considering what you're doing. And someone sent me yesterday a good clip off of Alex Jones where he was kind of breaking down this new, that, you know, they've added. And I talked about it the day it happened, but there's so much going on that I didn't focus on it enough. They've added a heart attack drug to the childhood vaccines. They've replaced saline as the main ingredient of these things with a totally different drug to stop kids from having a heart attack while not admitting that the original vaccine caused a heart attack. Kind of strange to put that additional chemical in there to prevent heart attacks if your drug's not causing heart attacks. But this is Bill Gates, the diabolical Bill Gates. This is what he's, this is just how he views what you're doing to your children.
We're taking things that are, you know, genetically modified organisms, and we're injecting them in little kids' arms. We just shoot them right into the vein.
Oh, you can hear him kind of grit his teeth. We just shoot it straight into the vein. This was the Bayer CEO going out of order here. I'm calling an audible. This was the Bayer CEO. I played this clip earlier in the week where he explains this is on the heels of Bill Gates saying we're taking genetically modified stuff and just shooting it straight into these kids' veins. How are they able to convince parents to do that? There's no way you would have agreed to do it 2 years ago, but the Bayer CEO explains.
Ultimately, the mRNA vaccines are an example for that cell and gene therapy. I always like to say, if we had surveyed 2 years ago in the public, would you be willing to take a gene or cell therapy and inject it into your body, we would have probably had a 95% refusal rate. I think this pandemic has also opened many people's eyes to innovation in the way that was maybe not possible before.
Yeah. That's right. All they had to do was give you a pandemic. And 2 years ago, there's no way you would have agreed to sign your children up for this experiment. Now, sure. No problem. Absolutely no problem. Yeah, the Bayer CEO, he understands it. Any new Aaron Rodgers fans out there over the past week or so? I know I certainly am. This is a supercut of the mainstream sports media, of which I pay no attention. But I'm sure you might recognize some of these voices if you watch these shows that endlessly parse out sports ball. They just piled on Aaron Rodgers, and it's interspersed. So this is a bit of a supercut, interspersed with some of what Aaron Rodgers said, which is completely logical, completely sane. If the country was sane, Aaron Rodgers would be a hero to most people, but the media is trying to cast him as a villain. I'm an Aaron Rodgers fan now for sure.
believe Aaron Rodgers did this, Skip. I have lost so much respect.
I'm ashamed of him right now.
I think we're seeing a very different side of Aaron Rodgers, and I think we're seeing a side of Aaron Rodgers that people are really, really disgusted by.
I'm making the decision that's based on what's best for me and my own health. And for me, it was a no-brainer.
He literally is sitting home because he might kill someone.
First, he endangers people's lives. Then he doesn't take responsibility and makes up some story. Then he blames the woke crowd. He should speak at the Republican convention.
The problem with this is it is so political, and health should not be political.
He gave this interview on Friday that was just... it was just so damaging, promoting conspiracy theories, attacking the cancel culture and the woke mob, you know, saying how Joe Rogan was his expert analysis.
While he says he talks to Harvard MDs about stuff, it was Joe Rogan that really guided him. He took stuff that is for horses.
Ivermectin is a cattle dewormer. Sorry, folks, that's what it is.
That was Terry Bradshaw. Terry Bradshaw, the guy with the Iron Curtain. From the Pittsburgh Steelers of the 1970s. One of the grandfathers of the NFL still appearing on Fox News Sunday telling you, I'm sorry, that's what ivermectin is. That was one of the things that just really stunk the highest in all of this.
Embarrassment was going to begin as soon as he pointed out Joe Rogan as one of his touchstones of his critical thinking.
I'm going to critically think about what's best for my own health. I'm not judging anybody else.
What we've got today with this interview is a public figure spreading misinformation.
Aaron Rodgers is comfortable sitting down for 50 minutes and spewing verbal diarrhea that we can all react to.
It is a devastating prospect, the ramifications of what this guy is doing and what he's saying. He sounds like a crackpot.
Have they talked about exercise?
No.
A healthy diet?
No.
Like eating real food?
No.
Drinking water?
No.
Taking vitamins?
No.
Vitamin D deficiency and what that causes in the body?
Amen, no. Brother.
There hasn't been any of that.
I think that was a rant that went off the rails several times, divorced from reality at almost every turn.
You came across as a national embarrassment.
Do you think Aaron Rodgers set the dumb jock stereotype back?
I'm going to have the best immunity possible now, based on the 2.5 million person study from Israel, that the people who get COVID and recover have the most robust immunity.
For him to perpetuate that, I guess it just shows us that he doesn't care.
I'm an athlete. I'm not an activist. So I'm going to get back to doing what I do best, and that's playing ball.
All right. Officially, I'm an Aaron Rodgers fan, no doubt about it. It's very interesting to see across the sports media complex. Now, we've seen them take this hard left tilt. Remember, they all work for all these operations. You watch sports programming. I'm just going to guess because I don't watch the sports ball endless recaps of 5 hours talking about every single player on a team. I've always found that to be a monumental waste of time. But I would just imagine that those shows are littered with pharmaceutical ads. You're right back.
This is Captain America calling. I bailed you out when you were down on your knees. So will you catch me now? I'm falling.
All right, final segment here as we put another week into the books. I want to remind everybody, if you're looking for something to do this weekend, looking to pick up some good food to celebrate another weekend, check out Your Pie up in Gluckstadt, 340 Calhoun Station Parkway, right across from Germantown High School. 10-inch brick oven-fired pizzas, pastas, paninis, gelato, brownies, they got it all. TV's up there if you want to check out a game during the day or the night. It's a great place for a date, great place for the family, or a great place to go by and swing by and pick up some food. They've soldiered through the labor issues. I'm attempting to help them a little bit with that, so you may find me up there. Say hello. It's the oddest thing. I get people who recognize me by my voice, which is something I've not typically seen before or heard, I guess is a better way to put it. But anyway, Your Pie, make sure you download their app. You'll get all kinds of goodies and points for free pizzas and other freebies. That is Your Pie, 340 Calhoun Station Parkway. Express your inner pizza. All right, let's see what we finish up with today. I've got some Biden administration clips, not so much from him this week, but this one certainly made the rounds. As people suffer through the high gas prices and the general inflation, they ask Jennifer Granholm, his energy secretary, what she was going to do about these high prices that are crushing lower-income Americans. You know, the people that Democrats say they love.
In Sturgis, Michigan, it is $2.89 a gallon. I guess that's better than in California. What is the Granholm plan to increase oil production in America?
Oh my God, that is hilarious.
Oh, that
would
is.
That I had the magic wand on this. As you know, of course, oil is a global market. It is controlled by a cartel. That cartel is called OPEC, and they made a decision yesterday that they were not going to increase beyond what they were already planning.
Oh, she thinks it is just so laughably funny. Laugh, oh, that inflation. Oh, wish I could do something about it. Well, you could quit printing money. Yeah. That's not going to happen. This is now a nominee to be comptroller of the U.S. currency, talking about the oil and gas industry. Gee, I'm sure this would have nothing to do with the price of gasoline and oil.
For certain troubled industries and firms that are in transitioning. And here what I'm thinking about is primarily coal industry and oil and gas industry. A lot of the smaller players in that industry are going to probably go bankrupt. In short order, at least we want them to go bankrupt if we want to tackle climate change, right?
There you go. I think she's nominee for the comptroller of the currency. She wants you to go bankrupt if you're a small player. Leave just the giant globalist oil corporations intact and take on all the small producers. Nancy Pelosi went out and did her bit of pandering when it came to climate.
But we're here today to report on what we have done. This is a nearly $1 trillion investment in Build Back Better and bipartisan infrastructure framework, recognizes the interconnectedness of climate change and gender justice, and enables women and girls to lead a just transition to a clean energy economy of the future.
What does that even mean? What does is the climate, ladies? Maybe I apologize. Climate change has not bothered me and has not been a concern, but I did not understand. If climate's affecting you ladies more than me, I do apologize for not understanding. Oh, let's see. I've only got a couple minutes left here. What else have we got? There was an article about a third of couples admit to having actual fights in their home over recycling. So they are not only dividing us politically and racially, they're actually splitting apart couples on the basis of recycling fights. YouTube removed downvotes this past week, you know, to protect what they say is they don't want creators to be discouraged or insulted because of a bunch of downvotes to it. A lot of critics pointed to the fact that just about every Biden, every White House video that goes out is massively, what they call it, ratioed. See, I'm hip. I think they call it ratioed, where the downvotes are a magnitude of 100 times what the upvotes are. I saw a couple of things that were beautiful. The Anthony Fauci documentary clips had something like 70,000 downvotes and maybe 7,200 upvotes on it. So anyway, YouTube's gotten rid of that. This is a really sad story talking about the decline of America. This was a story on Yahoo News. Faced with soaring D's and F's, schools are ditching the old way of grading. I don't have time to get into too much of this thing, but essentially it's just saying that, you know, grades are just so racist. They divide people by race, and so they've decided they're not going to place so much emphasis on things like, I don't know, getting work done and getting correct answers. It's just really going to be all about effort and if they have so-called learned the material. And then there was this one last story. Let me see if I got time to pull this up. Facebook apparently censored some of the ruling class in the Communist Party in Vietnam, as one of them was eating a gold-laced piece of cake. You can imagine the people suffering under communism in Vietnam were not going to be happy to see one of their leaders eating a gold-encrusted piece of cake. So Facebook went ahead and censored it for them. This is your Silicon Valley right there, because they are just champions of the little people, as they keep telling us. Truly an insane world. Never hard to fill that segment. I've got stuff left for the cutting room floor. All the time I got, though. Have a fantastic weekend. I'll see you on Monday.
No matter
Bye-bye.
How hard you try, you can't stop us now. No matter how hard you try, you can't stop us now.